From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy by recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He also set in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city. He spoke in an internationally televised 11-minute-long speech from the White House on Wednesday.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Aaron David Miller, who has served as a Middle East advisor to both Republican and Democratic presidents, and is now the vice president of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, said the decision is a textbook example of how to provoke fury in the Arab and Muslim world. He expressed puzzlement at the timing of the decision. He told VOA it's hard to see the political benefits for Trump or the United States. He said, "I cannot identify a single U.S. national interest that is served and serious downsides that are incurred by this move to relocate the embassy." The U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres led the chorus of global voices on Wednesday, urging calm and restraint. This is VOA News. President Trump has ordered American officials